we are running a new competition during the lockdown here on the afternoon show. Just think of our previous competitions. What have we done previously? Oh, we had the Christmas song competition. We had the Knit a Critter competition where we encouraged people to knit a version of their favourite native species. That went off. Man, we were not expecting that amount of knitting. It took up half the RNZ office. We had the Bake a Critter competition. That was a good one, where we asked you to bake a cake inspired by your favourite native species. We had the cover band competition, where we tried to find New Zealand's best cover band and found them in Whitechapel Jack. And now, I'm pleased to announce our new competition, where we're asking you to design an original T-shirt print. But not just any T-shirt. We want you to design a T-shirt to help us either remember or commemorate life in New Zealand at level 3 and 4. The winner will get their design printed on a T-shirt by Liminal. They're our supplier of Critter of the Week T-shirts. Fair trade, sustainable, ethically sourced cotton. And the T-shirt will be available to be purchased online by other people. So we can all buy your cool T-shirt design as well. $5 from the sale of every T-shirt will go to charity, and you will get to choose which charity it goes to. And you'll also get two free T-shirts. So it's a pretty broad brief. There are details online in terms of what exactly we need from you. But the idea is just design something to go on the front of the T-shirt. Anything that would commemorate or mark or call to mind our shared experience of life in lockdown. And the idea, my idea, as I said to Caitlin today, is that future generations will see us wearing this T-shirt and say, oh, what was that all about? And we'll say to them, oh, it was this weird time in 2020 when we tried to fight a pandemic by panic buying dishwashing liquid. You sort of had to be there. Anyway, interpret however you like. All the details are online, rnz.co.nz/Jesse. And entries have to be in by 5 p.m. Friday, 15th of May. So that's Friday week. So we can get them printed and we can start wearing them once lockdown is over. How do you design a T-shirt? Well, we thought we'd ask an expert for some tips. So I'm joined now by artist Dick Frizzell. Hello.
G'day, Jesse.
How's it going?
Good. Yeah, business as usual.
Yeah. I appreciate your occasional correspondence from your studio, and thank you for offering to help us out in these few minutes we have before 2 p.m. What's the best way to start, do you think, on this project?
Well, you need to tell a story on a T-shirt. You need two elements, you know, working together. You know what I mean? Two motifs or whatever. And then somehow you have to blend them, put them together that sort of works like a logo, like an emblem. You know, if you think of something central, you can't have them sort of splayed all over the place. You can't have too many things involved, and then it just gets cluttered. The story gets confused. So it's simplicity, but then again, if you're incredibly clever, you could think of just one dazzling thing that tells the whole story, but that's a bit of a trick.
I mean, we're allowing image and text, so I suppose the right image with the right sort of pithy text would be good, but I'm hearing from you, keep it a strong, simple idea might be the way to go.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't think this is clutter's going to win this one.
One of the conditions of the design is it has a maximum of three colours. Is that going to be unreasonably restrictive, do you think?
No. Three colours is good. I mean, three, that's excellent. No, you don't want to get too complicated with that as well.
I'm just thinking about some of your most famous works. Can you remember when you had the idea of Mickey the Ticky?
Back in 92 or 95 or something, I think. I just wanted to do something fun. It was an auction for child cancer down in Wellington. So, you know what I mean? I was just thinking of something fun. And again, something, well, I use the term emblematic, you know what I mean? Mm. Something that got just you could take it all in at one glance. That's the trick.
Yeah, and that was a great example of two sort of motifs creating yeah. one memorable image.
Well, that's yes, the two stories. You know, one thing on its own, you can just sit there, but then you put something else with it, and the brain immediately starts to make up stories connected to it. You know, that's what it's about.
And I suppose if people can't draw, like I can't draw, but it's the sort of thing that I'd want to enter in, so I suppose you've got to think about clever ways of creating an image without relying on your sort of shaky penmanship.
Oh, no, you don't want to worry about drawing. I mean, you could just trace it or cut it out or copy it or print it off and rejig it and I mean, goodness gracious me, my career would be over if I had to draw everything from scratch.
Were you not a great drawer?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. you can get away without drawing, but drawing, being able to draw does, you know, put you a couple of steps ahead.
Hey, nice to chat to you. Thank you.
Okay, good on you.
I enjoyed that one. Artist Dick Frizzell with some tips. Okay, so did you get that? We're running a competition. We're asking you to design an original T-shirt. And the prize, well, you can look that up online, but the idea is we want a T-shirt design that commemorates or remembers life in New Zealand at level 3 and 4 of the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm sure humour will get you a long way.